you ever sort of like support bands in that fashion that you travel around with and then follow them around Scotland or?
No, the only person that, there are a few people that I've sort of real looked up to musically and that, I've never followed them or anything like that or had posters of them. Peter Green, the guitarist out of Fleetwood Mac, who was there before, like the guy that played Albatross and all that sort of stuff and the real feel stuff, you know, he was brilliant. Marvin Gaye and Al Green as singers and that, but I mean they are just assholes. You know what I mean? When you see them being interviewed, you think, God, what's that? When they sing with such knowledge and conviction, you think they know everything. And then when you hear them talking, they're just, they're really conceited.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it puts me off people. It's such a big disillusion, isn't it?
Yeah, like you heard this sort of soul record and really you're looking forward to the interview with the bloke or the woman and all you're getting is it's nothing.
Yeah, this
you
big
enormous. So like on the vestal.
That's right. You just get this big enormous ego in front of you, and you think, God, that's not the person that's saying how sorry he felt when he hurt that person in that song or something like that. He's quite, it's really strange when you hear Al Green singing "Let's Stay Together," right? And he just sings it, it's that much feel, there's no effect, there's nothing, it's dry. He's right up at the front of the mic singing it as if he really knows that experience and he knows how it should feel. And then when you hear him talking, you think, what a clown. You know what I mean? He's just a nutcase. I don't know.
So you were never sort of into the heavy rockers?
Yeah, well, I would say like
Spooky Tools and stuff?
No, I liked Hendrix as well, yeah. I had to, had a drum, I drew him on my wall. That's my nearest ever got to being a fan, I suppose. Yeah, my mother didn't like that though.
Not surprised.
No.
Bet you made a botch job of it as well.
Well, actually, I'm not a good drawer, but what I did was I put it in tiny little squares, you know, sectioned, I'd drawn off, and then I just did one square at a time.
Right.
And that's it, did look like him.
Right.
But I mean, I dare say if I'd met him, probably wouldn't feel the same. You know what I mean? When you see people up there, they're up there as like gods or something. And when you talk to them, they're just the same as everybody else. But a bit wasted with all the attention they've had.